everyone. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I want to share a story with you that goes along with our theme this week, which is discussing fathers appropriately with Father's Day coming up in just a few days. So it's about someone who happened to be in a card shop looking for a birthday card when, you know, another customer struck up a conversation. And he said, "What are you giving your father this year?" And the boy replied, "Well, my father died in 1998. And obviously embarrassed, he said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I never thought to ask." And then without a hesitation, he continued, "It's just that, you know, I have a really hard time finding something for my father. It's not that he has everything, but whatever you give him, it always ends up in a drawer unused. And I have this really great fear that when he dies, I'm going to find all the gifts that I bought for him still in all the original packaging." And this man replied, "Well, I know exactly how you feel," he answered. "Each Father's Day, you know, I decided to take him out to dinner and give him a card to, you know, to whatever store he shopped, but it wasn't ever very personal. And he liked it enough because he got to choose what he wanted, but no matter what I gave him, you know, he'd always say, 'Well, that's nice, you're wasting your money,' and then he'd just set it aside." He said, "Well, now it's easy for me because now I just sing for him." And this customer said, "Well, I thought you said he was dead." He said, "Well, yeah, you know, he is dead, but he's still very much alive in me. And I sing because my father sang love songs to my mother, and I grew up on really great music, and I'm just paying him back for this." And the customer replied, "Well, where do you sing to him?" And he said, "Well, at the cemetery, of course." And he said, "Okay." And he seemed kind of skeptical. This other man said, "Well, every Father's Day I visit the cemetery, and because the grave is closed to the road, I'm able to pull up right next to it. I can open my car door and pop in my own CD I recorded and stand over his grave and sing." And he said, "Well, what do you sing to him?" And this other man replied, "Well, Danny Boy, it was a favorite of his, and it always brought tears to his eyes." And this customer replied, "Well, then what?" And he said, "Well, then I get back in my car and I go home." He says, "Well, don't you feel foolish? I mean, there must be other people around. Don't you look at him, you know, don't they look at you kind of funny?" And he said, "Well, to tell you the truth, I've never really paid attention to anyone else. You know, there are other people there, but this is a gift from my father, and they bring flowers, and I sing. You know, this is kind of my thing." Well, this other customer said, "Well, I can't sing, so I guess that's out of the question for me." This other customer replied, "Well, you don't have to sing. You know, while you still have your father here, you should give him your time. Sit with him, talk to him while you can, and ask him questions about his youth, and where he met your mother, and his first job, and, you know, his biggest dream. And do you know any of this?" And he thought for a minute, and he softly replied, "Well, no, I don't. I don't know any of this information." This other gentleman replied, "Well, there will come a time when you really wish you would have asked all those things." And this other customer replied, "Well, you know, come to think of it, I don't even know his favorite song." He said, "Well, find it out and buy it for him, and better yet, sing it with him, and that will be the greatest gift you'll ever give him. And then on that day when all the shirts and ties are found in his drawer unopened, you'll have something still to give him. And if a stranger stops you in the store and asks, you know, you can say, 'Well, I can sing for my father. I sing for my father.'" So something to think about if you haven't got a last-minute gift for your dad. Really, I think what dads want is your time and just to build a personal relationship with you. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any comments, inspirational stories you'd like to share with us or anything like that, you can send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily has been brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.